Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Amazing Business Radio with best-selling author and customer service and business expert, Shep Hyken. Shep will talk with some of the smartest thinkers in business to help make you more successful in your professional and personal life. This is Amazing Business Radio with Shep Hyken.
Hello, everybody. It's Shep Hyken here, back with another episode of Amazing Business Radio. Very excited because John Jantz, the guy that wrote the book Duct Tape Marketing, has a new book, and it's called The Ultimate Marketing Engine. And normally you would think, why would Shep be talking about marketing on a customer service and experience show? Well, let me tell you, my friends, it is marketing. Service and experience is marketing. And the ideas that he has in this new book, you're going to want to hear because it's all about the customer. Before we get started, couple of announcements. And if you've heard the show before, you know they're coming. If you have an amazing story and you want to share it, go to all the social media channels. I'm everywhere: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever. LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. And if you have a question, use the hashtag AskShep, and I'll be sure to answer the question there on this show or on my TV show, Be Amazing or Go Home, which is on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Roku, C-Suite TV, and even now on YouTube. And you can watch some of the episodes, if you don't have any of those streaming services, on beamazing.tv. That's beamazing.tv. All right, let's get right into it. The Ultimate Marketing Engine. That's the title of the book, and it is by John Jantz. And he is with us today to talk to us about it and give us basically a five-step process about how to make this work and enhance the experience and for the customers and success for you. So let's get right into it. How are you, John?
Hey, Shep, great to be back on your show. I'm a former fellow Missourian.
Yes, you are. You used to live in Kansas City, and now you're a mountain man.
I am. And it's a lot cooler up here in the mountains. I think you guys are probably having some of that three-digit weather.
Not quite. We're at 94 degrees today, though.
All right.
94 degrees.
Cooling off then. Yeah, okay.
So, hey, let's jump into it. You know, I know what you're thinking. Everyone needs customers. That's pretty obvious. But what is the ultimate marketing machine or engine? Excuse me.
Yeah. So I make that mistake all the time too. I do it too. So to me, I'll really simplify it. The ultimate marketing engine is a successful customer. And by that, I really mean a customer that succeeds at going from where they are to where they want to be because you were able to take them there. And I think that is really should be, or could be at least, the goal and the mission of every business that has customers.
And so what does that do for, we know what it does for the customer, it makes them happy, but what does it do for you as a company?
Well, I think a couple of things. I mean, I talk about it being the trick to getting customers for life. Obviously, your business model depends on, you know, whether or not that's something that you do. But I think it does allow you to get very good at serving and understanding your ideal customers, growing and scaling with them instead of going out and chasing the next new, you know, idea or next new customer. And I think that, you know, I call this the ultimate marketing engine because that type of momentum, you know, of a happy customer, of a satisfied customer, of a transformed customer is really all you need to generate the next customer.
Yep. Is it because they talk about you, word of mouth? Is that what you're driving at?
Well, that's a ton of it. I mean, I think that in this approach that we can unpack maybe in one of these steps is, you know, you're going to create evangelists. They're not just, right, just word of mouth. I mean, they're going to have their lives transformed by you. They're not going to think no other business is going to matter to them. And so I think that it has lots of ways that it certainly can come out to help you grow your business. You know, one of the fifth step is really essentially all about referrals. But it's really more a matter of the ability to actually scale with your customers. So a lot of your growth can actually come not just from referrals, but because, you know, I contend that 20% or so of our best customers want to do 10 times business with us. And some smaller percentage of them want to do 100 times more business with us. If we just focused on actually how to create this transformation, that would be the way we'd grow our business.
Right. So, and by the way, it sounds to me like a repeat customer keeps coming back, but a loyal customer is the one that wants to do more business with you 10 times, 100 times, even more, which I love. Now, John, you and I both go out in the world of you know, what we do when we speak. We are keynote speakers at major conferences all over the world. I know you have a tremendous coaching program and help others do this. So I want you to coach us through the five steps that are outlined in this book. And yeah. I'm going to ask you, in a sense, it'll be an interactive mini presentation, just like you would on stage. And let's give them a feel for what's happening and really why they need to buy this book, The Ultimate Marketing Engine.
All right. So step number one is to map where your best customers are today and where they want to go. So, you know, I've been speaking for a long, long time about this idea of the customer journey. I know you certainly have as well. And that it's not a funnel. You know, it is organizing behavior, helping people reach their goals. I mean, that's what we have to focus on in creating the customer journey. However, I started to sense that in a way, there was a limitation because even in the most holistic approach, it's still about us guiding the journey that we want them to take. It's still getting them to go through the steps for us. And so I started looking at my own practice, my own business, and I've had clients, I think my longest client, my client that I've had the longest started with me in 2004. So whatever that math is. I started looking at many of the clients that stayed with me, and they all came to me in a certain stage of their business, certain needs that they had to have, you know, from a marketing standpoint. And after I got that fixed and I wanted to keep them as a customer, it was pretty logical to say, okay, what's next? And then what's next? I mean, how do I mature my offering with the fact that they've matured as a business, or certainly their marketing has matured as a business? And so when I stepped back and looked at what we actually did, I realized I had five stages in how we had worked with clients over the years, and that each of those stages had features or characteristics that I could recognize that somebody was in that stage. And certainly I recognized the challenges they were having in that stage. And I also recognized the promise that they could have if we move them to that next stage. And so we, to document and to transfer my knowledge to this network of coaches that we train, we realized that there were milestones that our clients need to achieve in each of those stages, and certainly tasks that we could assign. So it allowed us to basically script or roadmap almost a way to guarantee that they were going to go from where they came to us to where they wanted to be. And that's something we call the customer success track. And I map it out clearly in this book, every step. If you want to know basically the entire roadmap for how to do marketing, it is in this book. But my real goal in mapping this out is that I believe every business can take this approach of really building this transformative experience into their offerings and products.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So that actual mapping process is in the book, ready for us to use. And I go, you've whet our appetite a little bit, that's for sure. All right. So step number two is to uncover the real problem you solve for your ideal customer.
Yeah.
By the way, I think you have to know who your ideal customer is first.
Well,
right?
Yeah. And that's, I could make a case for step two and step three being interchangeable, but we'll get an ideal customer idea. But what I've been saying, standing on stages for years in front of small business owners and saying is nobody wants what we sell. They want their problem solved, period. Yep. It doesn't matter what it is that we sell. I mean, there are a lot of products they actually would rather not even buy, but they do it because they have at least the feeling that it's solving a problem for them. So we have a very detailed process for how to get at what that actual problem is. I like to use myself as an example. I essentially sell marketing strategy. Never, ever, ever did a customer of mine wake up and say, I'm going to go get me some marketing strategy today. I'm really thinking I need some of that. What they do is they wake up and say, how come every time the phone rings, somebody wants a cheaper price? Or how come I can't show up on the Google 3-pack like my competitors can? Those are the problems that we solve. And when we can communicate the problems that we solve, we can allow them to then attach the solutions that we sell to those problems that we solve. But the reality is our customers know what it is and can articulate it far better than we can. And so the process I map out in this book is one of interviewing customers and one of actually really digging deep into your Google reviews, because those are gold mines for the actual problems that you solve.
Yep. And by the way, if your customers can map out what we're talking about better than you, yep, I think it's going to be difficult to get. It needs to be articulated very clearly, and we need to be positioned as the expert. I think part of what you're saying is if we do this right, these customers are partners. We're not a vendor to them. Oh, and I absolutely think, yeah, that's partnership is a vendor relationship on steroids. All right. You know what? Let's do step number three, and then we'll take a break and come back and get two more.
So step number three is this idea of understanding your ideal client, but I'm going to step farther than that and saying that most of us need to narrow the focus of who we're trying to serve to the top 20% of who we're serving today. I've for years gone through exercises with clients and had them rank their customers by profitability. And, you know, quite often the bottom 30%, they're scratching their heads going, why are we even doing that? You know, so that's a pretty easy exercise. But what they find in that top 20% is they have the right problem. They have the right mindset. They are the right customer. And so they, not only are they profitable, a lot of times that's where most of your referrals are already coming from today, because they're also having a great experience. Because quite likely those, there's something about the characteristics of that ideal client, that top 20%, that you actually deliver the most value to. And so the idea behind defining it and narrowing it is we're not just going to go out and look for more of those. Yes, of course, that's going to be an important part of it. We're going to actually teach people how to be ideal clients in the way that we educate and convert and serve our clients. But that's also the group that we're going to sit in a room one day and go, what else could we do for them? How, you know, what are they not getting that we could provide? It might be another product or a service, or it might just be a great variation of something that you're already offering them that could be more in depth, could be more transformative. But if we focus our attention on then building the systems and the tools and the services and the products to serve them, you know, that's one of the first steps to growing with or scaling with our existing customer base.
Yeah, and I'll go a step further in that if you can take a look at your very best customers, then you know the type of customer you want to be selling to. Many times, it's like, especially in the speaking business, just to put it in that, I remember early in my career, somebody said, who's your top five customers and why are they your top five customers or clients? And I thought, okay, last year I did like 80 speeches and I need to get to choose the five best. Why? Oh, some of them use me more than once. Some of them use me for more than just a speech. They asked me to come in and help with training. Perhaps they bought books. So I identified the best type of customer. And then guess what I did? I went and started finding the mirror image of these in other businesses or industries. And it was really a very helpful exercise. But you've taken that concept a whole nother level.
I'll add another, you know, element to it is that when you understand that, then you start teaching people how to be ideal clients. So even communicating in your blog posts that not what is an ideal client, but I'll give you an example. For us, a small business that is invested in their community, that gives to their industry, that participates in their industry, is an ideal client for us because they have an investment mentality, they have a long-term mentality. And so that's a way for us to identify an ideal client. So guess what? We write about that businesses, here's why a business should be doing those things. And it allows us to, without saying, if you invest in your community, you're an ideal client, we're actually teaching people who in some cases are saying, you know what, we're not doing that. Teach us how to do that. So we're actually teaching people how to be ideal clients as well as just identifying the attributes.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into step 4 and 5. So you're absolutely going to want to hear it because you need to hear all of it, not just some of it. This is Amazing Business Radio. We're talking with John Jantz, Duct Tape Marketing, and the author of the new book, The Ultimate Marketing Engine, available everywhere. Don't go away. We're coming right back. Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll Be Back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. You'll start getting more of your customers to say, I'll be back almost immediately. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
Listening to Amazing Business Radio with best-selling author and customer service and business expert, Shep Hyken.
We're back on Amazing Business Radio. We are talking with John Jantz, who is the author of The Ultimate Marketing Engine. You can get the book anywhere books are sold. However, you can also go to theultimatemarketingengine.com. Make sure you put the word the in front of it all, theultimatemarketingengine.com. There is a companion course that goes with the book. And you know what? No charge. Is that right, John?
That's right. Just pre-order a copy. So I guess there's a little string attached, but pre-order a copy of the book and it'll be shipped September 21st, but you can dive into the course immediately with some worksheets and resources and things that'll really get you started right away.
Mm-hmm. Not sure when we're airing this, but if it airs after the 21st, can they still get it? Maybe
only listeners of the Shep Hyken.
All right. Just say Shep said,
that's it.
Just say Shep sent me. How's that? So anyway, very excited about all that you do. We are getting into step 4 of these 5 steps, which is to narrow the focus. And you mentioned that 3 and 4 can kind of go together and I can see why.
Yeah, actually, you got a little step mixed up there. It's 2 and 3 can go together.
2 and 3.
We're on 4, which is attract more ideal customers.
There we go. Where am I? I'm looking at my notes. Sorry, I'm going crazy.
But it's funny. This is the part where I actually start talking about marketing tactics. So if any of readers or listeners are thinking that this book was all about growth hacks and ways to, you know, game Google, we've spent 70%, maybe 60% of the book, basically trying to pound the point home that strategy before tactics will make your life much better. But step 4 is where we start getting into the fact that now that we know who our ideal customer is, we've got the right message, a problem-solving message, and we're starting to map out the stages that allow us to attract the right customer. The reality is we do have to have a website that converts. We have to be producing content, but now we know the right content to say. We know the right message. And so step 4 is really kind of a jaunt down all of the various channels or tactics that we need to employ now that we know exactly how to employ them.
Yep, that's great. And, I keep thinking to myself, is this customer experience? And the answer is we're trying to partner with our clients, exactly, or companies that we do business with. And if we are seen as that vendor on steroids, we're giving them the ultimate experience that we can be giving them. And that's what the ultimate marketing engine is. All right, jumping to step 5, scale.
So this is where the your idea of partnering with them just really comes to life. So it's scale with your customers by serving their entire ecosystem. Step 5, I think I even say this in the beginning, is essentially about referrals, but not just asking clients, do you know anybody else who knows what I do? It is the idea that if you've created this customer success track, that you are making them successful. One of the next steps is to start looking at their entire ecosystem. How can you serve their entire ecosystem? So I'll give you an example from the book. We had an author, influencer, speaker come to us that had written a couple books, really high profile speaker, great speaker fees, but she really didn't have a cohesive brand, didn't really have products to sell from the stage after she was done. So she came to us to help her kind of create that strategic brand. So we created that for her and a whole roadmap of products and services that we thought made sense. She was also working at the time with an executive coach who was working with her to build a team of folks that could help her execute this plan. Well, we voluntarily reached out to that executive coach and said, hey, we want to share with you what we're doing with our shared client. We want to teach you kind of what we're promoting. He was so thankful or so appreciative of that approach, as was our client, our mutual client, because now both of us were actually able to serve her better. And at the end of the story, you probably know where I'm going with this. He turned into a referral source and started sending us folks because he liked that approach. So that little idea of really now making yourself even more valuable to your client, but then also serving their entire ecosystem is a really, really important element of this idea of customers for life. Now, in that step, I also have things about building strategic partnerships, about actually teaching your clients how to get more referrals. I mean, it is the step that really brings all of this together in this idea of customers for life.
So here's what I would encourage everybody who's listening to this. You know, we have a lot of folks that are they're interested in how do I provide a better service experience? How do I provide a better overall customer experience? If you, I'm trying to articulate the words that I want to say, but essentially this is a book for anybody that sells anything to any company. And you're going to have to be able to be smart enough to separate what's tactic, what's strategy. There's some what I would call more applicable ideas to the service industry than to what I would call true product, even B2B manufacturing. But it's all there. It's all there. You know, the smart people who are listening to this, and most of us are pretty darn smart listening to this show, we'll be able to tell the difference between the two. So we've got a little bit of time left. Are there any other, like, if there's like one, and I mean, I'm still going to ask you the one thing question, okay? Oh, but from the book, what do you think like the strongest, best tip in the whole book would be?
Oh man, that's a tough question, but I guess.
Which is your favorite child?
Let me throw it out there. I think the innovation that I would like to introduce, because there's people that have talked about narrowing your focus and about content and about referrals, but I think the innovation that I would like to suggest more of us needs to be talking about is this idea of mapping where your best customers are, where they want to go, the customer success track. Because at the heart, what it gets down to is, can we identify the goals? Can we map the goals that our customers have that are all about them, as opposed to what most journeys preach about this, which are ultimately about how do we get them to do what we want them to do? And so I think I'm probably not using the right language either, Shep, but I think ultimately this is a customer experience, customer service, customer loyalty book when you really boil down that aspect of it.
Now, if we can teach the people on the front line what our customers really want, and by the way, I think that many of our clients and customers, and again, this really depends on your business, you can identify what they want. You can identify what makes them successful, and then you can train your people to keep that in mind at all times as you're helping them with all the minutiae you do along the way for them. It could be a small little detail you're helping them with. It could be a huge part of the process, but you always keep the end in mind. And that's what customer-focused companies do. All right, we are now down to the official last question. And it's a little similar to what I just asked you, but I want you to go even beyond the book. And again, the book is titled The Ultimate Marketing Engine. It is available at theultimatemarketingengine.com, or you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever. And if it's after September 21st that you're listening to this episode, if you want that free extra bonus that John has for you, just say Shep sent me. So here is the final question. One thing that you say everybody absolutely has to know this, what would it be? Another big one. I warned you this one was coming.
Yeah, I thought I just answered this question.
Well, now that was from your book. Now I want to know, like, you've written, anything? This is your, this is your seventh book. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You're not new to this rodeo.
No. It's the question that always stumps me. You know how interviewers were taught, is there something I should have asked you? And I'm always like, the heck no, I dumped it all on the table. You know, I got nothing left. Here's my answer. One of the things that I really want people to know, certainly entrepreneurs, but I think this applies to anybody, is that you are the only one that can define success. Because, you know, if you let somebody else define it, and they will, if you let social media define it, and it will try, then you're going to be very unhappy. And I think that success can mean so many things to people. And the only answer is a level of success that brings you joy.
Love it. Define your own success. And by the way, be true to it and don't let others influence you. Once you know what you want and once you're comfortable with that, there are going to be a lot of naysayers out there. Social media, people will say things. And by the way, John, you and I both get this. We do a lot of, you know, we put a lot of content out there. Can you believe we get so many nice people saying so many nice things, but can you believe some of the people when they say something negative, you're wondering, what the heck are they thinking?
Well, you just have to remember that's really more about them than it is about us.
It sometimes is. And they want to be that contrarian, if you will. And that's fine with me. I love it. But whatever it is, be resilient to what your true goals are and what you want to be. And I think that's what you're trying to say. So, John, thanks so much for being on the show. This is why we call it Amazing Business Radio. And we love having you. We want to have you back again. And I can't wait. I know you said you don't think there's going to be an eighth book out there, but if there is, you know what? I'm there for it. Hey, here's a cool thing. First book you ever wrote, what was it?
Duct Tape Marketing.
Exactly. I have that book. It's an orange book. Is that right?
No, the
brownish book.
That has a white cover.
But I have Duct Tape Marketing, and I love it. I think there's like a piece of duct tape or what looks like
it. It's a roll of duct tape on it. Yeah. And then,
right. So all you need to, and how long ago did you write that book?
I wrote that in 2007.
2007. So it's about 14 years old. Yeah. Okay. Just do a little facelift, update the stats and facts. It's a little bit easier than writing the whole book, and let's come out with a new edition, and I'll be the first one to promote it for you.
Awesome. I'll do it, Jeff.
All right, everyone. That wraps up another episode of Amazing Business Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. And remember, John Jantz's book is titled The Ultimate Marketing Engine. You can get it everywhere and go to theultimatemarketingengine.com. This is Shep Hyken. Until next week, I'm reminding you to always be amazing.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.